This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche will sit down with Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell for a second day of questioning today as leaders in both parties continue pushing for more files in the case. Here's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
President Trump is calling the Jeffrey Epstein controversy a scam, accusing Democrats of using unreleased court records to distract from his political success. Trump comparing the investigation to the so-called Russia hoax, saying, quote, they have gone absolutely crazy, adding, as things are revealed and I hope will take place quickly, you will see that it is yet another Democrat con job.
Extreme temperatures slamming about 140 million Americans today with triple-digit heat indexes from Texas up through Maine. Israeli and U.S. officials expressing outrage over France's announcement that it will join more than 100 other nations in recognizing Palestinian statehood. French President Emmanuel Macron will make the announcement next in September. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ehlin. Citing a desire to spend time with his family, Tony Evers announced Thursday he won't seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. Evers dropped the news in a video posted to his social media accounts, in which he noted his long political career, which included five straight successful runs for statewide elected office. The National Weather Service in Green Bay is confirming that an EF1 tornado touched down in Keshena during Wednesday's severe weather. Menominee tribal officials say no one was injured, but the twister did significant damage to homes, businesses, and county property and knocked out power to the area. And UW Health is touting the success of its new mobile app. The app includes urgent care and emergency department locations, current wait times at each location, and preferred navigation for users to visit their chosen location. Since launching in September of last year, the app has surpassed 15,000 downloads. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there is a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms. We'll drop to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Does your bathroom need a remodel? Do it upright for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Friday morning, Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:05. Yes, the weekend is almost in sight, and shenanigans will ensue. And Emily joins us as well. Here are the Thompson Twins on Max FM.
I have a picture pinned to my wall. An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, all tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Oh, Maximum hits for Portage. 99.7 Max FM.
Moving forward, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face. Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should know better. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. We should see. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. We should know better. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. Comprehending the race had long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your Friday morning. Happy Friday, everyone. Yes, we're excited that it is Friday. And let's take a quick look at that weather forecast, because today, going to be a great day to be out and about. We will see a little bit of patchy fog this morning, turning partly sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, we do have a slight chance of showers and patchy fog developing early tomorrow morning, partly cloudy with a low of 66. Now, tomorrow, we do see a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, a high of 86. On Sunday, it's going to warm back up, sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 90 degrees. Looking ahead to next week, we see that Monday, sunny, hot, humid, high of 93 degrees. Currently 66 degrees and foggy outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. So allow yourself a little bit of extra time if you do see some fog. As remember, have your headlights on. Low beams, please, not the high beams. We want everyone to be safe as they're out and about this morning. Our crazy day sale continues over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Today is the
last day of the Crazy Days sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. 50 to 80% off select items in the store. What do you need to do to take advantage of this? Go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Click on Crazy Days. This will take you to all of the items that are heavily discounted. We see deals like this. A $250 mini photo shoot certificate at Purple Lotus Studio through today. Just $50. A $25 certificate to the Family Value Thrift Store, just $12.50. A $40 certificate to Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness, $8. A $25 certificate towards X-Ring at Asgard X and Tap in Wisconsin Dells, $10. A $30 certificate for virtual sports at Bender's Tap Inn in Reedsburg, just $9. A $25 certificate towards any class at Brushes and Bubbly, just $5. A Ponding Tube admission certificate for Sandy Shores Tubing and Resort, just $10. Again, these deals are over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Crazy Days sale, up to 80% off select items through today. So if you want to take advantage of that, you need to go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Today, this ends at 11:59 p.m., so if there's something you want to get it now, because I do see some things that have sold out in our Crazy Day sales as well, so that's the other part of this. So if there's something that you want, you probably want to get in there this morning to take advantage of this. Again, shop local, save big with our Crazy Day sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. What do we have going on this weekend? Saturday, the Farmers Market is back in downtown Baraboo, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. We're basically right in front of the Max FM studios in the Weicker Great Day building in the 500 block of Oak Street. Then on Saturday, it's the Downtown Sunday Market on the Courthouse Square, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get out and enjoy that. We're not seeing rain in the forecast, so a good opportunity to get out and enjoy that as well. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports news by The Clash on Max FM.
A Brewers anniversary. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the Miami Marlins at American Family Field, where they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the opening of the ballpark. Food discount specials, special events planned for the fans. After the game, a home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder, Carlos Gomez, and Ryan Braun. The Brewers with the best record in baseball heading into this weekend series. Golf. The winner of the Wisconsin State Amateur Golf Championship is a teenager. 18-year-old Vince Siegel sank a birdie putt on the first playoff hole after shooting a 4-under 68 in the final round. NFL Packers training camp practices continue. How's it going so far?
Yesterday was pretty clean. I thought our guys did a good job of competing, but also taking care of one another, because ultimately we needed everybody healthy for us to be at our best. By and large, our guys did a good job of competing, getting the work in, but also taking care of one another.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You could be a bingo queen or king. Enjoy vintage garden party bingo at the Rock and Roll Winery Thursday, August 7th to benefit the court-appointed Special Advocates CASA of Columbia County program. Doors open at 5 and bingo starts at 6 p.m. Just $30 for 10 games. This fundraiser supports safety and advocacy for foster children throughout Columbia County. That's Vintage Garden Party Bingo at the Rock and Roll Winery, Thursday, August 7th.
Maximum hits.
Crazy cat boss sound, but the Bye.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. I hope everyone's having a great Friday. It is 6:25 on Friday. So, yes, and I'm excited about that. Nothing really exciting planned for the weekend here. We have a few things that we'll be doing around the house. Playing a little bit of catch-up is kind of our plan, I believe. So, what are your weekend plans? Text me and let me know. 608-355-9970. Are you doing anything fun this weekend? I know that our world is going to be a little bit of ketchup, I believe, and not the kind you put on your french fries either. And this is kind of something interesting that we were talking about as we head into the weekend. It is no secret that some people let themselves go a bit when they're home alone, especially apparently in the middle of summer. But this is an interesting way to check in. A poll asked, do you wear deodorant when alone at home? First off, I want to know why someone's doing that poll. You know, that's the first question that comes to my mind. So again, this poll asked if you wear deodorant when you're home alone. 66% people said yes. That's about 2 in 3 people. And 24% said no. So, okay, let's dive into this a little further. One person said, I can still smell my armpits when they're stinky. So, yes, another person said they always do, regardless of where they'll be, because it's just part of their post-shower routine. But I would say they don't bother because they shower regularly, and that extra protection isn't necessarily when they're just relaxing home alone. So, yes, 24% of people say they don't put deodorant on when they're home alone. What are your thoughts on this? Text me and let me know, 608-355-9970. You can also text them via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. And let me know your thoughts. Would you not wear deodorant when you're home alone? What is Dave's thoughts? I'm going to honestly go right into it. My thoughts are, yes, I'm always going to wear a deodorant when I'm home alone or if I'm home with somebody. The fact is, even if I'm just relaxing, I can still smell myself. Even if you take a shower regularly, you're going to be doing things, especially in summer, stepping outside, like letting the dog out, for example, where it's a little bit warmer and you're going to sweat then. So, yeah, I am going to wear deodorant when I'm home alone, no matter what. And like someone said in the survey, it's part of the post-shower routine as well. You get used to doing that. And so, yes, that's what I do. Another one interesting thing that does come into play here, because as we've talked about since the beginning of June now, I suffered a pretty significant shoulder injury. And part of that issue is it's my left shoulder. And I was not able to get my hand in there to do that. So ended up switching to an aerosol deodorant because I still wanted to wear deodorant because, yeah, even though I was spending time home alone during the day, I still would have to smell myself. So we had to come up with a way to make that happen. Luckily, now it's not as big a deal. I can get my hand moved around there and do things like that. And so that helps as well. But yeah, no, definitely I'm going to wear deodorant home alone or not. You're still doing things. I don't think it matters how much you shower either. I think that's the other part of it. Say, for example, you get sweaty 8 hours into your day. All of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, I wish I'd put deodorant on. And honestly, I think I just feel weird without it. I don't know. It's just part of my routine. So let me know your thoughts. Again, do you not put deodorant on if you're home alone? Text me. Let me know. 608-355-9970. Or text via the free Civic Media app and let me know your thoughts on that. You can text or can remain anonymous. Or let me know your thoughts in general on this whole survey of people's. One-third of people do not wear deodorant when they're home alone. Let me know your thoughts. I'm kind of curious what all of our listeners have to say on this Friday morning. Coming up, we're going to talk about our big deal of the day, and it's a huge one. It is our crazy day sale. So we're going to talk about our crazy day sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com and a look at weather, and we'll get you back into some more great music on MaxFM.
Things are crazy around here at MaxFM Big Deals. It's our annual Crazy Days Sidewalk Sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and get in on the crazy savings with MaxFM Big Deals.
The new Reedsburg Pizza Ranch and Fun Zone Arcade is now open. Hi everyone, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, the new Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we can't wait to keep serving our legendary guests in our new building. Make sure to come on in and visit us for a full buffet, plus stop on in at that Fun Zone. You'll have a blast. Come and see us at 2010 Viking Drive here in Reedsburg.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Make time to visit Sandy Shores Tubing this summer for a family fun day. Located in Mauston and just 15 minutes from Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the calm waters, secluded beaches, and magnificent scenery with a 3-mile self-guided float on the Wisconsin River. Or have fun on the inflatable obstacles course, which includes runways, tunnels, large slides, trampolines, mountain climbing, balance beams, and more. River Tubing and Inflatables Obstacle Course opens 7 days a week. Visit sandyshorestubing.com today to make your reservation.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to wisconsindellsmountaincoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
MAXFM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there is a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms. We'll drop to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Does your bathroom need a remodel? Do it upright for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
breezy, your colors were like my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Every day is like survival. You're my lover, not my rival. Every day is like survival. You're my lover, not my rival.
Maximum hits of the 80s and 90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:40 on Friday morning. I hope everyone's having a great day. I am looking forward to the weekend. I just can't say that enough. You know, I just looking forward to it. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today's going to be a great day to get out and about, get a few things done. A little bit of patchy fog this morning. It's going to turn partly sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, we do have a slight chance of showers and patchy fog developing early tomorrow morning. It will be partly cloudy with a low of 66. Tomorrow, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Fog again in the morning. It'll be partly sunny, high of 86. And that's going to be the good day of the weekend because on Sunday, it's going to be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 90 degrees. And taking a sneak peek, just so everyone's aware of it, on Monday, mostly sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 93 degrees. Now, the good news is we're looking at it. They're going into Tuesday and Wednesday. We're going to see a cooling trend possibly by the middle of next week. We'll be in the mid-70s, so something to look forward to if you don't like the heat and humidity. Currently 65 degrees and foggy outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios, corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, if you are out and about driving in the fog, please make sure your headlights are on. You may be able to see, but not everyone else can see you. And also make sure you're using your low beams and not your high beams for everyone's safety. Now, if there's one Gen Z habit the rest of us should steal, this might be it. Using Do Not Disturb mode on your phone all day, every day. More and more young people are using their phones Do Not Disturb mode, not just at night, but during the day as well. It's a way to set digital boundaries that go beyond setting your phone to vibrate or silent. Videos on TikTok tag DND and DND 24/7 are going viral, with Gen Z sharing how peaceful and productive they felt since changing their notification settings. Experts say it can help improve sleep, improve work performance, reduce anxiety, and make you feel less overwhelmed. It's pretty simple to do. If you have an iPhone, go to Settings, Focus, Do Not Disturb. And for those Android users, swipe down from the home screen in the notification center, then swipe to expand the panel and tap Do Not Disturb. Now, I think this is a little bit interesting because there are some phone notifications I need to see, like people calling me or text messages. My phone is always set to vibrate. That's just how I roll. It's something that now that I only have one phone that I'm very grateful for as well, because when I had a secondary work phone, the ringer was always on 24/7. It was actually connected to a cordless phone in our house via Bluetooth, so it would wake me up in the night if the phone did go off. I don't miss that. I don't miss the phone ringing at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, lately I'm sometimes up at 2 o'clock in the morning, but again, I don't miss the phone going off. So at night, I still have my phone set to normal mode. It's to vibrate, but I don't put it in do not disturb mode because it's usually on the headboard and I'm not going to notice it. But there's some. If someone really wants to get a hold of me, I want to make sure they can get a hold of me because there could be something going on. And during the day, I do get notifications of things that are happening, things that are going on, and things I need to be aware of. So I don't know that I could set my phone to do not disturb mode 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, I can get where that may be helpful for some, but there are other notifications that I also receive via the computer. And I do try to make sure my computer notifications are turned off at night because my lovely wife does not want to hear my computer dinging at 1 o'clock in the morning or midnight sometimes. You know, our team does have a quick group chat at 12 o'clock in the morning. And my wife just loves when the computer keeps going ding, 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 or what other noises it may be making. So there's multiple devices that may be doing notifications, so I try to limit that. And even during the day, the computer gets notifications, but I make sure I turn that off at night because there's some that you just need to see if there's an outage, for example. So I don't know. I think I can see where it's helpful at certain points, or if you're trying to focus on getting something done, working on a project, yes, and it seems appropriate. But if there's, I just can't see putting in do not disturb mode 24/7. I don't know how well that would work. I think that would probably kick my anxiety up if I wasn't seeing those notifications or getting those notifications. I almost think it would be worse, but that's just my humble opinion for what it's worth. You can text me and let me know your thoughts on do not disturb 24/7, 608-355-9970. Or as always, you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Mouse, tap text, and let me know your thoughts. Coming up, we're going to take a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank and used by Wang Chung on Max FM.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 2025 Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Garden Tour. This will be happening on July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Summer gardens are in their full glory. Come see nine creative and interesting gardens on display in the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association's annual tour. In addition to the tour, you can take advantage of gardening demonstrations and a fresh produce market to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring your questions for the garden host and the master gardeners and register for a door prize. The event will take place from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. This is a self-paced tour beginning at either of the ticket sales sites. There's a location in both Reedsburg and Wisconsin Dells. Advanced ticket sales can be purchased at the Reedsburg or Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Red Shed in Baraboo. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 the day of the event. Find all the information by visiting Sauk County Master Gardeners Association on Facebook or checking out the Area Chamber of Commerce websites. Again, this will be held on Saturday, July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Enjoy the final Whitwind concert in the Campground Series concert with the Blue Olives. This will be happening on Saturday. 6 p.m. is when the band will take the stage. Doors open at 4. Upbeat Blues will be performed. They'll also have their homemade pies and ice cream available for purchase. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. And again, check out all the details for this event by visiting Whitwind Concerts on Facebook. And over in Portage all weekend long, it is the Columbia County Fair. Theme this year is Christmas in July. For all the details, including the many events happening at the Grandstand Show, plus the Beer and Wine Garden, all of the details about the exhibits that can be found and vendors at the fair, be sure to check out ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And of course, all these events go down at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Portage.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison or visit online at YesKubota.com.
Visit the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo, Wisconsin, working to conserve cranes, support communities, and protect habitats. Visit the site to explore the beautiful world of cranes and get to know the 15 unique species. Hike the preserve's trails and learn about the foundation's vital work. The International Crane Foundation is open daily, May 1st through October 31st. Become a member and support this global conservation effort. Visit savingcranes.org for more information.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits.
Driving
possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:56 on Friday morning. Coming up at the top there, we're going to have a look at national news, regional news, and weather. And then Emily and I will be back with you. Cindy Lauper on Max FM.
jumping out of time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day of questions for convicted Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. The deputy attorney generals in Florida, as Democrats and Republicans in Washington continue clamoring for the White House to release the full Epstein files. More scorchingly hot temperatures, 140 million Americans from Texas up through Maine under heat warnings and alerts.